How many of you out there watched or listened to the president tonight? A very interesting statement from the president in his speech tonight, which lasted about 20 minutes, his 9/11 remarks. President Bush has warned the war on terror is just beginning and must be fought until either civilized nations or the terrorists emerge victorious. The war on terror is just beginning. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you about the flags over there in Goodyear Metropolitan Park.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. They said they contacted the Beacon Journal to put a notice in there. Now, that's how I heard it on WNIR, and I think I called you and asked you where this was, and somebody told me where it was. We've been over there three times now. We just came from there tonight.
We talked a lot about it here.
Yeah.
I talked about it Saturday. We talked about it a couple
times. Right. Sunday.
Stan had it on his show last week. Golic had it on his. I had it on mine. I had him on tonight again.
Well, the Beacon Journal would not put any... It was amazing. I mean, they were just so pleased.
I was told about 1,000.
Oh, my, 1,000? Oh, no.
I mean, tonight? I'm told about 1,000 people showed up there tonight.
There's probably more than that.
I'm just talking about the closing ceremonies tonight.
Oh, okay. There was probably,
I'm sure thousands have gone through there throughout four days it was out there.
They said they just been so pleased with it. We went tonight because, of course, we had bought a flag and put my grandson's, he's in Afghanistan, his name on the flag. And when you bought a flag, you were supposed to go after 7 o'clock tonight and pick them up. So we went over and picked the flags up tonight then. And so we just got in for it. But there's cars parked all up and down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, they're so pleased with the turnout they had. But matter of fact, I don't know exactly what he was. But
they're just going to have to remember WNIR the next time.
That's what he said. He said, we have a WNIR to thank for a lot of this here. He said they announced it, and he said it just brought the people out. It just
you want to get the word out to the community, and this is the place too. This is the place.
That's true, and also we live in Talbot, and my son's been. He went down there at 9 o'clock this morning. He putting the candles out and lighting them and this and that, and then he came home for supper, and then he had to go back at 7 o'clock tonight and start lighting them. But it is really pretty.
I've never seen that.
Well, it will burn all night. They'll take them down tomorrow, and this is the third year, I think. I'm really not sure, but they will do it every year.
Going to have to get out there and see that tonight.
Well, yeah, it'll just. I hope they don't. The wind is so strong it burns them out. But they're having people there tonight to keep trying to light them as they burn out. But it is very pretty. But it's something you would like to see. And if you go inside the church, like I think someone else told you about it, the proud to be an American and all the patriotic songs going on.
That's neat. That's
inside
nice
the church. The church will probably be closed by the time you get out there. I don't know, but it is really, it's a nice memorial. Really, really nice.
Why, thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd want to say?
No. Well, the gridlock in Talmadge, if you're a Talmadge resident, you don't have the gridlock. Because every entrance to Talmadge Circle has a back road. I mean, just a little cut through.
That is, when you look at the Talmadge Circle, though, that is really an engineering marvel. I mean, not in the sense of how it connects to all the other routes.
Right.
I mean, if you look at all the roads from the Talmadge Circle and where they go, it's amazing.
You can go anywhere.
I know. It's amazing.
Well, we live just a mile from Talmadge Circle on one of the main routes. And like I say, within a block in the circle, every Every route has a back way. You can cross from 532 to go to Route 18.
Right.
Or 532 to go to 60. Everyone.
It's truly, I was driving through there one night and just thinking, man, you know, there isn't one place where you cannot go from.
From Talmadge Circle.
From Talmadge Circle. I mean, it will connect you at least to another road that will take you somewhere.
Right, right. It's a night. Talmadge is a
something else.
Town. It's going to be beautiful here.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.